you want to record and do the shots.
Yeah.
Show content is show content.
Hello.
Hi, other fellow podcast host.
Hello, other.
Other host?
Yeah, the other hosts.
Because tonight there are only two hosts.
There will only be two.
Holy shit. I think we prophesized this day would come.
It happened. It finally happened.
we teased it from the beginning from episode one, and even at episode 11, we are so ill-prepared for this eventuality. It's staggering. If you can't tell by the sound of our voices, we are as Venom.
We are.
We're a man down. It's AJ and Master Ice running the show tonight. I think we'll be able to carry on. I mean,
yeah.
Jack is a vital cog to this machine, but...
Jack was like, 10 episodes in, check. I can now miss my first show.
Yeah, he was just biding his time, just waiting for it to put in his PTO request from the Bad Slant podcast.
No, it was a real family issue, so it was...
So far as we know, I mean, I haven't seen any visual evidence, like, you know, it's not like there's a device where he could, like, snap a photo of what actually took place, but I will take him at his word.
That doesn't exist.
He will listen to this podcast and know that we took him, and we took his word, and he's a man, or his word is bond. I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say, but we don't have a third host tonight, but we have a ready replacement to help us get through the show.
Vodka.
So
hello, that, vodka.
We tried to do shots before on the show, and it ended disastrously because Jack didn't take them. So we're gonna fill the void here and now.
Hello, vodka.
Sláinte.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Oh. That is the Kirkland Farms. Oh, is it Kirkland Farms or is it Kirkland?
It's just Kirkland.
It's Kirkland. That Kirkland... is the official vodka for the Bad Slam podcast. Are you ready to do this?
So good. It's really good.
Once it hits your lips.
All right.
Burns off your skin. Slam Podcast episode 11 coming at you on a Friday night. We have nothing better to do on a Friday night but to talk to you fine people. We pushed the schedule back for you.
For me.
And now...
Thank you.
That's Ice. But now we've had to adjust further for Jack.
I guess, I guess this week was a bust either way, but...
Yeah, so I'm going to punch out halfway through the show, so you're going to carry the load on your own. But That won't happen. We're going to finish this guy out. Is
this first Friday show?
First Friday show. So we've recorded on Thursday predominantly,
mm-hmm.
a Monday. Thanksgiving variety hour.
And I love Friday shows. Something about Friday feels good.
The fact that you can get shithouse drunk and not have a third wheel to get in the way. But we're gonna carry on for Jack. This one's for you, Jack. And for your progeny, who suffered the malady that led to your absence. But in any case, episode 11, we are the twosome, the duo leading the show tonight. You can find us on badslant.com, also on Twitter and Instagram at badslant. Wherever you can listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, the whole lot. Make sure to give us a 5-star review if you can. And most importantly, again, we're in the thick of the holiday shopping season. I have done nothing but buy crap for myself.
Me too.
And maybe a thing or two for the wife. But once I start feeling generous, you best believe I'm going to our Amazon and Target.com tabs or links on the BadSlant.com website. So go to the support tab on our website. You see two links to the Amazon.com webpage and Target.com. Where you'll find a bevy of holiday goods for your friends and family who hopefully you're prioritizing with your Christmas shopping, holiday shopping.
And Jack's the main one that monitors that stuff, but I believe from the last we heard from him, a few of you listeners out there have actually been using the tab, so totally appreciate it. Thank you.
Is that happening?
Yeah, it's happening.
Holy hell, it's not just me?
No, it's not just me either. So
we're buying all the Zycam.
We really do appreciate it. Any little bit helps the show and keeps us afloat and keeps us going, so totally appreciate it. Thank you.
So for this week, we targeted.
I like that.
We identified an item that could help us when you shop through the Target.com or shop through our tab on Target.com. but it can also help you. And I think you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yep. It's so this week we're John has picked out our spotlight item of the week at Target is the Google Home Mini with the Wemo Mini Smart Outlet.
Okay, so I think you know more about the, well, like you can probably tell us about both, but what about the Google Home Mini stands out?
So before I get to that,
makes me look like smart guy.
You can get the two pairs at Target this week for $29.99 for both, which is a really good deal. So to get a little bit into what it is, so the Google Home Mini is this little smart little speaker that sits in your house, listens to you. So anytime you want to ask what the weather's like, or, you know, how's the traffic, or any, you know, tell me a joke, any random thing, you can just say, "Hey, Google," and then you ask a question.
It's a smart speaker.
So it's the small version of that. And then,
little guy.
You know, but then what makes this such a great deal is it's paired with a Wemo Mini Smart Outlet. So when you plug this thing into the wall, and just say, for instance, you have a wall lamp and you plug the lamp into this outlet, you can say, hey, once you have it all set up, you can say, "Hey, Google, turn on my lamp." Boom. Light comes on. Hey, Google, turn off my lamp. Boom. Turns off.
For those of you at home, the lights just turned off and on here in the studio when you said that. you can't verify that happened.
But if you really get, you know, creative with it, think about all the things you can do. Like if you have issues where, especially with the holiday season, you have a Christmas tree that's plugged in with all the lights. And if you don't have a time outlet and you have to plug it in and out every time you want to turn on the light, imagine you can plug your Christmas tree into this thing and then just like, Hey, Google, turn on my Christmas tree. Boom. All the lights come on. You know, I think little things like that. And then they have an interface on smartphones.
It should have an app.
On your iOS or Android. And then you can like just tap the home button and then say, and there's a little button that says turn on whatever you call it. If you could call it Christmas tree, lamp, whatever. You just
vibrator.
Press the button. Yeah, vibrator.
Exactly.
If it's a plug-in vibrator, you can do that too, and it just
saves so much time when I'm coming through the door.
But it's great. I do have a Google Home Mini at home. I have a smart outlet. I have it all plugged into the house, and we use it every single day. And I actually do use it for the Christmas trees during the holiday. So I have an extra smart outlet that I use just for the tree.
So you're not just blowing smoke.
No, I really do use it. It's amazing. And so it's a great product. It's actually on sale because we're recording a little late, unfortunately.
And also because I'm an idiot. I chose an item that was on sale only through tomorrow. So by the grace of God, you are listening to this. We're on Saturday morning. But
Saturday.
We'll tweet this out. And hopefully the scant few of you that follow us on social media, you'll see this deal. You'll jump on it because it's normally $29.99 each item. So the Google Home Mini is $29.99. Mm-hmm. The Wemo Mini Smart Outlet is $29.99. You can get both this week for this for $29.99. So it's a huge deal. So very cool. Thank you for sharing the insight. I'm mm-hmm. still very paranoid about technology. I'm cheap. So it takes a lot for me to take the leap, but your insight is well appreciated.
No way.
Yeah, you're the tech guy. Well, speaking of tech, this is a terrible transition. There's a lot of technology when it comes to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
What?
Yeah, so, everyone's been kind of waiting with bated breath, and it's the big news that everyone's been clamoring for months and weeks on end. Did Daredevil get canceled? And the answer is yes. That damn show got ripped off of Netflix, and it is no more. Goodbye, Charlie Cox, and your rendition of Matt Murdock and Fett. What the hell is that guy's name? I don't know. The Foggy.
Foggy.
There you go. Yeah. That's the big. No, that's not the big news. I apologize for taking
that. That was kind of big though when I heard it though.
It might have broken like while we were recording another episode.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we actually didn't think we'd go down this road and talk about the Daredevil
show.
No,
I mean, and we don't have to, but I
won't go too far in depth. But no. I think of the host for the show, I might be the only one who watched season 3 of Daredevil on Netflix.
I haven't made it to season 3, but I did watch season 1 and 2. And I'm a fan. Of all the little Netflix versions.
Minus
like
the Defenders.
The Defenders.
Oh.
Luke Cage. I'm missing
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Yes.
I think of all of those, Daredevil was the one that just really hooked me in, and it was really entertaining all the way through.
It was incredible. That first season, like, it kind of lived up to the pedigree of most other Netflix shows.
Well, I mean, because also, I mean, keep in mind, the last version of Daredevil was the Ben Affleck version, and, you know how that went. So, I mean, to see...
Incredibly?
Oh. So, to see this new take on it, I loved it. I loved the whole origin story. I love that outfit, the one that, you know, he's dressing all black, wearing the hoodie and the little like face mask thing and
eye holes, but cut out with the scissors.
Yeah, just how like it looks so damn cool, man. And
we could do that now. I'm wearing a black hooded cap. I could totally cut.
Just pull it over your face.
I'll do the rest of the show with the hat over my face. Yes,
but that pulled me in, and that was such a good version. So I was surprised because I actually didn't watch season three. So for them to kill it after season three, something must have happened. Either like it totally sucked in season three, or they have other plans for it.
It's a couple of things. It's not necessarily the quality of the show, because I think they actually went back to the roots. Like they literally went back to the roots, because they went back to the character's costume in the first season. So the black outfit that you talked about, that's what they went back to. I can't believe we're going this far into detail on this damn show. So they got back to the roots of the show. They brought back the Kingpin, the whole nine.
So
it was really what hooked you into that first season of the show. And I think that's what caught a lot of people by surprise.
So I don't know if you know the answer, but I'm curious to hear your take. Like, why do you think they killed the show?
I think they didn't. One of the popular opinions that I saw come out in the days since the show got canceled was that they didn't want to give Disney and Marvel a runway to basically start a new show or have any basically advertise the new Disney streaming service that's going to come, which is Disney Plus. So I think they didn't want a good show to stay on their network on Netflix to push people to see what else Marvel is going to come up with on the Disney Plus platform. So
do you think if
that makes sense
when
to
that
me.
Platform comes out, do you think they may bring it back as a and do like a season four?
I honestly I hope they do something with those Netflix characters.
Yeah.
If only they want to bring the best ones together. Yeah. Because you have so many characters tied in with that series, like the Iron Fist guy. You've got who else did they cancel recently? Luke Cage.
Yeah.
I mean, they work together as the Heroes for Hire in the Marvel comics. So there's still a way that they can bridge all those shows together and make it more worthwhile, as opposed to having four or five of them separately out and just wasting your time with different seasons. I think if they could join them together in some effective manner, and pray to God it's better than the Defenders.
I think they're casted well, though. I mean,
except for Iron Fist. I mean,
that one I actually didn't watch a lick of that one. I've seen a little bit of all the other ones, but Iron Fist.
My personal statement is to not watch that show.
My wife watched the entire thing and just told me don't waste your time, so I didn't.
Wow. That's quite the statement.
Yeah, I mean, for her, she watches everything, and usually she finds she's pretty easy to please. So
Your wife work?
Yeah. She finds
the time.
She works full time. She works in the office, and somehow she manages to listen to the entire Michelle Obama's recent audiobook. I'm like, how do you have time? That's like
there are not enough hours in the day.
It's like a 20-hour audiobook.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ice. There are not enough hours in the day.
I'm like, I just don't know. I mean, I commute more than she does, and I still can't make it through 30 minutes of that book. So I don't know how she manages to have a full-time job and listen to 19 hours of that book.
Can't make it through an hour of the show. All right, so we went way too far down the Daredevil rabbit hole. The actual story that we
So what's the real big news?
If you can't tell by the bloody music that is playing, that's the Avengers theme music, and the Avengers 4 trailer hits today. So we're recording on Friday.
It finally came out, man. That thing has been like discussed and like rumored and hinted, and people were like claiming they're dropping their, but it's all like fan-made leaks that they've been posting on YouTube, and so finally came out.
Were you privy to all of that chatter and scuttlebutt that's taken place in the last few weeks and months
about the trailer and all that?
They never gave it. So what Marvel did originally, and we probably talked about this in our first or second episode, Marvel originally had plans to do this episode of the Avengers film as Infinity War 1 and 2, and then for some auspicious reason they said The first one's Infinity War, but now we're going to change the name for the second one. And it left a lot of people with their heads kind of in a fog. Like, they were scratching their heads, I guess, to put it more succinctly. Like, what was really the intent there? So they've drawn it out after the conclusion of Infinity War. Nobody's known. They called it Avengers 4,
mm-hmm.
and they've not released a trailer. And there were rumors for weeks, like maybe it's Black Friday, or remember last year when they did the trailer for Infinity War, that came out this very week, right after Black Friday. So it's entirely possible it comes out today. And there have been like 3 or 4 or 5 false starts where everyone thought it was coming out and it didn't come out. And
didn't you put I remember you shared an article saying that it was delayed because of the passing of George Bush, the whole funeral service.
So there came out a story where they said, all right, Wednesday, November 28th, it's definitely going to be it. And this was like maybe the 21st of November. It's like, all right, everybody, check, put your calendar reminders, Wednesday the 28th.
I was ready.
And then I apologize. I forget what day this happened, but George H.W. Bush dies.
That was on...
Was that a Saturday or Friday?
I think that was a Friday.
Okay, yeah. So 2 days after the rumors hit that it's going to happen the following week.
A week ago.
Yeah. Yep. The 41st president of the United States passed away. Rest in peace. I don't want to say anything insensitive.
Yeah.
So it appears that Marvel shifted gears to avoid the funeral procession or service that took place for George H.W. Bush on that Wednesday the 28th.
Smart. I agree. Just out of courtesy. Very, just out of respect. Just, let's not try to,
upstage that.
That's a huge moment. Can you imagine for the country? And
dueling hashtags, hashtag Avengers Endgame. Below that, RIP 41.
Yeah.
Like, would be the worst type of publicity you could possibly get.
So, the smart minds are over there. Because, any other company would have fucked that up, like, easily. So
man, we're not even 20 minutes in. Drop the F-bomb. Goddamn. So, yes.
Kudos to Marvel there.
Hat tip to them. So, the scuttlebutt is they pushed the release of the Avengers 4 trailer to the Friday after the... today.
Yep.
Friday. Wow.
Should we just get into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the trailer dropped this morning.
I don't have the timing. What, like, the calendar is all complete. I said like Wednesday the 28th, and now like it's December 7th.
Yeah. No. So this morning
our times are wrong.
The trailer dropped this morning. I was getting ready to head out the house, and then all of a sudden like it just like somehow popped up on my phone, and I was like, no. I saw a little teaser, a little clip. I was like, I gotta find it. So okay. I finally tracked it down.
To clarify, I'm an idiot. December 5th is when they said they were going to drop the trailer. So on the 28th, they said they were going to do it on the 5th, and then it got pushed from the 5th to the 7th. All now we're caught
all
up.
Right. We're all caught up.
Yes.
So
the retcon has taken place.
So yeah, if you guys haven't seen it,
the hell are you doing? You're listening to this and you're not watching the damn Avengers trailer. But
hit pause on the podcast. Go watch the trailer. If you don't want to get anything spoiled or interrupted, go just watch the thing so you can see it yourself. If you've seen it, listen in. Let's go through
relive
it.
The magic that was
relive it.
Avengers 4.
So serious.
They're pretty good at the seriousness. Yeah. So we're queuing in on Tony Stark.
Just hang on.
Yes, it is, Tony.
Hey, Ms. Potts.
Hey.
If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this.
I think right. When I was watching this, I had my mouth open the entire time when I first watched it. I was just like, what is
because
it? What's happening?
I mean, that was going to be the reaction regardless, because this is the first we've seen of anybody after the, quote, it's not the snap anymore. They have an official name for what happened.
It's not... What are they called?
It is now the decimation.
Is that what they came out in?
Yes. So
decimation.
So Thanos now. Thanos's snap has now progressed into the decimation. So this is the first we've seen of anybody after that. So we cue in on Tony Stark. He is lost on a ship. He's floating off into space. Last we saw, he was on the planet Titan after Thanos said, peace, I'm out of here. I'm gonna go rip shit up on Earth, and now he's lost.
Because we don't even know how he got on the ship or where the ship is going.
Yeah, who would know? But let's see.
part of the journey is the end.
Hint.
Just the record being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. That'll be it. When I drift off, I will dream about you.
They could have probably like shortened this scene. It's good, and it builds the suspense. But they could probably shorten.
It's a trailer.
They could probably just shorten it just a tad. Come on.
I said this almost immediately. I thought every aspect of this is perfect, but we can go into the details of that later. But so that's the love letter or the I guess the final address from Tony Stark to Pepper Potts, and you know he's already stating it from the outset. He doesn't know if it's going to get to her, and he's of the. The opinion that he's going to expire before anybody discovers the message, let alone comes out to rescue him. So it's a bleak picture, and if you didn't think it was bleak enough when he was sitting on planet okay, if you've not seen Infinity War and how the damn movie ended,
just go watch that.
Kill yourself. What are you doing listening to this podcast with a bunch of damn nerds? Watch the damn movie. Don't have an opinion like Jack.
Even to you, Jack, go back and rewatch
it. Watch the whole movie.
Watch the whole movie
Sit
through.
Sit down.
Don't watch it in pieces. Watch the entire thing from beginning to end.
Give your son the teething ring that he so richly deserves right now and let him just fade off into a nap while you watch the entirety of this damn movie. But at the end of Infinity War, he's on planet Titan in the wake of his catastrophic failure. They were not able to defeat Thanos, and everybody around him is withered into dust, save for Nebula. And it's a visual that still haunts me. So to see him at this point, he's gone from the absolute lowest of lows to even lower, where he's basically penning his final last rites.
And for those that's not totally following like the whole. Like the stage of where Marvel is headed, you know, they're ending this era of like the Iron Mans, the Thors, and all the big names, the Chris Evans, and I think they're gonna move into this new chapter of Marvel where they're gonna focus on the new batch of heroes and the new storylines and stuff. So they may bring some of these characters back in as cameos,
but you really don't.
But I think that's where they're hinting. We'll talk
about this more after we get through the rest of the trailer. But I see where you're going with that. All right, so we're seeing Tony. He's anguished and he's basically calling it quits. Mm-hmm. So if you can't tell, we're hooked. Here's the rest. Pew. Notice it sounds like a heartbeat.
Oh. When I saw this part, I thought this was really cool.
It's well done.
Well done.
So as the trailer progresses, the Marvel Studios logo disintegrates into dust, as did every...
The decimation.
Or half... Precise. Wow, you catch on quick. as did half of all life throughout the cosmos. So
it's great.
It was a great visual.
I love
great effect. We're a bunch of dorks, but goddamn, it's so well done.
You know they did that. It's just because like, everyone is like taking that effect and using it for like everything. Like the NBA playoffs, when a team got knocked out of the playoffs.
Did they really do that?
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't.
So last year...
That's a really dick move.
So when a team got knocked out of the playoffs, they would show them just like snapped into dust. And it was the greatest thing. And you know, people have been using that effect for all these memes, and to see them kind of just... own it. And
maybe,
just like,
maybe the commissioner called this one and said, we have such a close relationship. Why don't you go ahead and do that for us as well?
it's so great. Ooh.
No symbolism there.
No.
Thanos' armor.
Exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50%.
Should have kept his beard.
Did you like the beard?
I love the beard.
So part of what we saw there was Captain America beardless after Infinity War. So he's gone from needing a beard to shield from a shield. Wow. shield him from the anguish of losing half of his team. And now he's clean shaven and he's ready to do some dirt.
So is that what it is? It's just like when he's ready to step back into being Captain America.
Well, so he was bearded when he was separated from S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. and from the Avengers. So now that it's just them, there is no like two sides of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just one team. So the scene here is that they're back at the Avengers headquarters. So he's no longer like the renegade off on his own. He's back on the team. So he's wearing the traditional strike team uniform that he wore in Winter Soldier.
Yep.
And he's back at the Avengers headquarters and he's clean shaven. So he's a soldier again. And the other part that is so telling here is they've got Natasha explaining the aftermath of the Infinity War where everyone is wiped out or half the population is wiped out. And then they're looking at the dead, and you see two names, two faces, one of which is Scott Lang, who, if you look closely enough, it says missing. But the other face...
Oh, I totally missed that.
Exactly. The other face that's on the screen is Shuri.
Shuri?
She is the sister of the Black Panther.
Oh.
Yes. So I don't want to go too nerdy, but off to the side.
So that's cueing some hints there.
There's a lot of speculation now that, or at least there was, that Shuri would take up the mantle of the Black Panther because the Black Panther is dead, gone, into dust. But at the very least here, she's shown as missing or dead. So
well, that explains a lot the final scene of this trailer. Now.
Precisely,
I
yes.
get it now. So okay, I got you. I'm with you. I'm following.
You can't tell, eyebrow fully raised.
Let's go.
On we go.
All of us.
Thor's wearing a Carhartt hoodie.
You lost friends. You lost family.
Oh.
We lost a part of ourselves.
I had to look up this.
Oh, we all did.
Oh man.
Okay, so if you go back and listen to the words that are being spoken by Captain America here, he says that we've lost family, we've lost parts of ourselves, and at that very moment they cue in on the face of one Clint Barton, also known as Hawkeye, but I guess from this point forward known as Ronin.
Yeah.
Yes, like the movie.
Because I was like, what's going on? It's like he's not the traditional Hawkeye with the bow and arrow, and just like he has.
Why did
sword.
He get like a high top fade?
Yeah,
like,
I was
what
just like,
hell?
what is going on? So I had to dig a little deeper here, and
to be honest, like as a fan of these movies, I don't know dick about some of these. I guess progressions of the characters, just not having been as immersed in the comic book material. But
if you are like totally like you read the entire story and you follow this thing totally deep, you would be familiar with this Ronin character
you are hard as a diamond in an ice storm. Like you could not be more excited because I think a lot of people started to speculate about this possibly happening.
Yeah.
But it Ronin is basically what happens to a certain character when he's lost everything and he's progressed to the point where he has nothing to lose. And, that's what Hawkeye has become. He is this rogue, samurai who's, from the scene in the film, he's already laid waste to like half a dozen guys. They're all dead, and he hasn't done it with his trademark arrow. He's done it with a sword. So this guy he wants to see people suffer, and he wants to exert as much suffering onto those guys as he's delivering justice, I guess.
So when I was digging into the scene and just like the history of Ronin and trying to make sense of like which angle are they going with this? Are they staying true to what the story is, or like are they taking liberties, or even just like what the hell does this scene mean? So there's a couple of different things that I read that I'm still confused about that I'm sure with like the next trailer it'll explain a little bit more. But like, so one
got to be the Jeggings, right?
No. So one angle was this Ronin character that people take on is when they need an alter ego, and I think the person that was using the Ronin character passed away, and then I think he took on that
passes on.
Yeah, and then so he ended up taking on that persona, and so he just because he wanted, I think, as Hawkeye, he was banned from being like when I think in Civil War they had to split, and he wanted to spend time with his family. So like, I think he was, I think they were trying to explain.
You're going back to Age of Ultron, I think.
Oh, it may be Age of Ultron, yeah. Where he was the reason they were trying to explain the reason
he wanted to get out.
The reason why he wasn't in Infinity War is because he's out. But then now that he's trying to come in, he didn't want to come in as Hawkeye again. So that persona of Ronin.
Well, the Ronin character is someone who is lost, someone who is basically he's of one mind, mm-hmm. and it is basically a murderous rage. So the conclusion can be drawn from there. You talk about his family.
That was the other angle that I read, was maybe during the decimation, maybe his family got killed during right. that process.
And I think it was really like a lot of people who watched The Age of Ultron, and that was a movie that I said on this very show that sucked, but is still good. And we're still trying to decipher that riff to this point. Exactly. Nobody knows. But they were so intentional in saying, hey, this is Clint. This is Hawkeye. He's a man. He has family. He is of substance. He has a heart.
That was when they went to his house and stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they went to his cottage up in the mountains.
Yeah.
So that seemed like a really if you watch the movie in that moment, it's a weird ass like cut scene from where you were previously. Like they were in Korea and all of a sudden, fighting robots, and all of a sudden they're in the fields of Vermont. So it didn't make any damn sense at the time, but it lays the groundwork to, holy shit, if this guy's family just disintegrated before his eyes, like what would that do to him?
Yeah, now what does he have left?
Where would that take him now? We've hit the air brakes on this trailer.
So I feel like that's what happened.
If the Ronin character is a guy who is just out for blood, that's a perfect segue into that. Like having lost everything.
Everything that meant to you, and this is what you've given up being Hawkeye.
He gave up being an Avenger.
Yeah.
And now he's without the thing that he gave up to
be an Avenger. Fuck it. I'm going to kill anything that's...
I'm going to kill all the Japs.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What? I shouldn't say that.
That was pretty good. So, all right. I'm excited.
This is the fight of our lives.
This is gonna work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't.
That's my pants hitting the zipper. Or what? The hell? That didn't make any damn sense.
That made no sense.
We drank too much vodka. And here's the money shot.
Oh.
Endgame.
Pause real quick. So,
I've speculated for the longest time. So, if you've been as read in on the gossip for this stupid movie and the possible titles they would have for this episode, it's been Annihilation.
I think that's the big one.
That's the one everybody thought. And it might have been even the subject of a couple of leaked, quote-unquote leaked trailers,
mm-hmm.
where they thought that was what they were branding it.
Yep.
But I felt Endgame was spot on, perfect, in terms of summarizing where they were going to go with this final episode, because it was something that's been mentioned in different iterations of Avengers films. They said it in Ultron, and they also said it, or at least it was spoken by Doctor Strange in Infinity War, where he has the Time Stone, and he's teasing, like he's given a fake to Thanos, and then he gives it up, and Tony asks, "Why did you do that?" He says, "This is the end game." So it makes perfect sense, because we're leading up to a climax. We're leading up to like the final battle. So end game seems to summarize all of that, not to mention its connections to other parts of the films.
Yeah. So that final scene right there of like, so, you know, trying to describe what we just saw at the end of the trailer, they're piecing together all these pieces to reveal the name. So I didn't know if that was like another like hidden meaning.
Could be
like,
another.
Just like things coming back together to form the Avengers. I was curious.
Everything to this point is disintegration. Yeah. The decimation. Everything's like floating off into the ether. And then suddenly, like the broken logo of the Avengers is slowly reforming back into one.
So,
and tells us this is the end game.
So I'm like, what does that mean?
What does it mean? But I think that it takes you where you think it's probably going to go.
Yeah.
Where things are shattered and broken, but they're going to find a way to piece it back together to undo this.
But that probably, I'm going to guess, that doesn't mean they're going to bring back all of the decimated characters, but maybe it's just...
There's a lot of ways you can take that.
Or just the broken pieces they have that's remaining, they're going to bring them back together to form whatever's left of this new Avengers.
It's the pieces they need to go forward and basically undo the wrong that's been committed.
Yeah. All right, let's play
so
this
that,
last
so
bit.
So that's the final dramatic scene, and then there's this.
Is anyone home? This is Scott Lang. We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany.
See, that totally explains this now.
Message.
Ant-Man, I know you know that.
It's the front door.
That's me. Can you buzz me in?
All right. A couple of things to pick out of that final sequence. So everything throughout the bulk of the trailer was that somber, like, this is a funeral procession, so we might as well just try to get through it and gnash our teeth. And then they get through that part, and then they buzz in Scott Lang, also known as Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, Phoebe's boyfriend from Friends, husband, I guess. So he's the moment of levity. Like, he's made it out of... Okay. Do I need to issue spoiler warnings for everything?
No.
Okay, Ant-Man is rumored to have been gone. Well, at least, let's keep it in the context of the trailer. Ant-Man is thought to be missing during this trailer.
And that was the one cue that I totally missed, but right. The fact that they were looking at the screen earlier in the trailer and it said missing under Scott Lang.
So somebody they thought was gone is actually still around, and he pops in, and that throws everything that you think you know about the conclusion of the first Infinity War into a loop. Like, if we thought he was gone...
Like, who else?
Like, and it turns out to be wrong, then what other misinformation is, like, out there? Like, is Shuri alive? What happened to Tony? Like, do we know what happened if you're on Earth and you think all these people are gone, and suddenly you have an inclination that somebody is not where you think they are, then that throws everything into question. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to reassess, and that really throws everything for a loop. So that's item one. But you notice, like, there's the somber music, and then they go to that piece, and then it picks back up into the Avengers, what sounds like more the traditional Avengers theme. So mm-hmm. things are picking back up and going into the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's ways you can really, like, nip. Like, we've already done it. You can hear it in this damn episode. But I almost didn't want a trailer to come out, personally.
Just go into the next movie with no trailer.
I just wanted to see what happened.
They would be the only franchise or movie that can pull that off.
And they could still make $1 billion doing it. That's the crazy part.
We're like, we're not going to tease anything, and you're going to come and just figure it out for yourself.
Personally speaking, if that's the only teaser that they have, I'm good with it. I'm perfectly fine with it.
For any movie that I'm really excited about, I tend to not watch the trailers because that's smart. I just want to go in with zero expectations and just enjoy it for what it is and not overthink it. We see, like, what DC has done with all their movies, where they show the entire freaking movie in the trailer.
Yeah.
And they show all the villains, all the surprise scenes, all the cameos.
That was all of Aquaman just now, by the way.
I was just like, why would you do that?
Because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
And they do it over.
Sorry,
and
DC
over
fans,
and
if you somehow
over.
Made it to this podcast, I'm sorry. You still suck. I'm sorry. The movies still suck. It's not going to change. I don't care how dreamy Jason Momoa is.
But yeah, so I love
Jason Momoa.
I love this teaser. You know, I'm really excited to see, but then it really did get me, because, you know, without having to go back and rewatch Infinity Wars, I kind of forgot who got decimated and then when I saw the little clips, I was like, oh crap, I didn't realize Thor was still around, but I'm like, I guess he is around.
He missed, remember? Yeah. Yeah. Aim for the head.
So we have Thor, Iron Man.
Oh, okay, so my wife was actually the smarter one in this conversation when I showed her this trailer. She identified that from this trailer, the only characters you see are the original Avengers from the first film. Think about it. Tony Stark, Iron Man.
No Hulk.
You saw Bruce Banner?
Did we?
Yes. When they were looking at the scenes of the dead. So Scott Lang, or quote-unquote missing, Shuri. Like, when they showed those scenes, who Black Widow was speaking to was Bruce Banner.
Oh.
So
Bruce I missed Banner. That too.
All right. So we'll run it down.
Boom.
Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Yep.
Bruce Banner, the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson, mm-hmm. The Black Widow. Natasha Romanoff. I named her actual actor name. I'm an idiot. We shouldn't have drank the vodka. Captain America, Thor. Am I missing anybody? Oh, Hawkeye.
And Hawkeye.
Yep. The original six.
Hmm. Look at that.
Yeah. So for me, okay, the only one that is not of the original Avengers is Scott Lang, the Ant-Man. But he, because of how he managed to get to this point with the rest of the team, tells you that he has the ability to kind of transcend that. Mm. And I'll leave it at that so as not to ruin it for people who haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, that final scene, right?
Yeah. Save yourself 2 hours and watch the final.
Yeah, you can skip the entire movie and just watch the end.
Okay, am I the only asshole who actually liked the Ant-Man and the Wasp, you son of a bitch?
I mean, it was a good movie. It's not one of those.
It was so much fun.
That's what it was. It was a fun movie.
You just watched like a 2.5 hour funeral with all your favorite Marvel characters, and then you have this happy-go-lucky micro-sized superhero.
I think that's what it was meant to do.
It was supposed to be a palate cleanser. Yeah. Precisely. Yes, you understand how things work.
I mean, it's like they just
not like Jack.
They just killed you with a super long Marvel movie that was insanely serious, really devastating, left some people really bothered by it, and just came out with a really
fun rom-com movie. with Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly. Have at it, guys. And by the way, they're superheroes. Yeah. It's great. It's fun.
And then when you think they had nothing to do with Infinity War, and then they get you with the very last scene, and you're just like, oh, I'm back. I remember now. And it's like, oh yeah, they had to make a nod to it. They have to mention to explain why he wasn't there. And
guess what, bitch? We killed Michael Douglas. Ooh.
Come on, man. Spoiler alert.
Okay. Like, nobody cares about Michael Douglas. Me personally, I love Michael Douglas. But like the listening audience, I assume they've not seen Wall Street, so they don't give a shit or they don't care about Michael Douglas the same way that I do.
Yeah.
But it was a nice tie-in, and it's what they always do with all these Marvel films. They find a way to make you care about the individual characters, no matter like how much you enjoy the film or not. You have a vested interest, and you found a way to care about Ant-Man after the first one, after the second one, and then going into Avengers 4.
So the one, and I'm so happy that they didn't mention this person, but because if this was DC, they would have. But
blown the load.
If you remember at the end of Infinity War, one of their extra scenes, their post-credit scenes,
the end credit scene,
they had
the end game scene.
The end game scene. They had Nick Fury. And then he
Nick Fury?
Furry. Nick Fury. Furry Nick.
He wasn't wearing one of those.
So one of the last scenes you see that he pulls out this pager, he pages someone, drops the pager.
Kids, we're going to go into Uncle Asian John's Storytime Corner. A pager is a device that you use to communicate with another human being that doesn't have a cellular phone. This happened at least 2 decades before you were born, possibly longer. But this was a very primitive way of sending messages to people that did not have a phone on them to carry.
And so you could send messages through building words through numbers.
Yes. Words, numbers.
Like boobless.
What?
800.
Boobless.
Yeah, boobless.
Okay. I thought you said
Bublé.
Michael Bublé's.
So anyways.
Sidetrack.
So one of the scenes was you see Nick Fury paging someone, drops it, and then you see they zoom in the Captain Marvel logo, and that kind of hints that they're going to, this was before any mention of Captain Marvel, that they were going to do a Captain Marvel movie. And for those who don't know, Captain Marvel is basically Marvel's version of a, like, maybe like Wonder Woman-ish. Like it's a woman superhero that she's supposed to be insane. Like, she's supposed to be insanely powerful. And
you're sexist. Captain Marvel is the most powerful being in the entire Marvel universe. That's not just the cinematic universe. You said something about her having a period and just affecting her her abilities on a month-to-month basis. Yes. Okay, so you likened her to Wonder Woman. Her powers are so far beyond of Wonder Woman.
Where I was getting at with that was, in Wonder Woman, they make, I mean, I don't really know DC, the entire DC universe like that, but the way that they portray Wonder Woman is she is the shit. Like,
she runs shit,
I guess. Runs that entire universe. She came...
No agenda there.
She's somehow they made her bigger, larger than life, bigger and more powerful than a Superman, a Batman. Like, I think everyone just got kind of like, whoa.
Because she has cufflinks.
Yeah. What? So it's like, I think they built her to be like somehow bigger than any other character. And, it could be this whole like agenda behind it. But anyway.
Well, I think here's the difference. The fact is, I think they portrayed Wonder Woman in that light because they wanted to project her as the stronger female character. Captain Marvel is just that. She's the strong ass character. She has all the powers to back it up. They don't need to fluff her up to into this profile. So where they had to force Wonder Woman into that tier as the biggest baddest hero that they have on the block. Captain Marvel's already there. She didn't need to be built up to that. Like she has the powers to back it up.
But with everything that, you know, what you just saw in Infinity Wars, everyone just like decimated. I think the fact that this scene came on and then kind of like, I need to page someone, so they paged Captain Marvel.
So they're down to the felt.
Yeah.
As some radio personalities in the area would say. they have nothing left. They have no other big guns to call. This is like the nuclear bomb you're going to hit the red button on to try to win the war. Like, this is the last resort.
Like, so it makes you wonder, it's like, you know,
it's their biggest gun.
I mean, so it's like, oh crap, you know, if when it gets this serious and they're reaching out to Captain Marvel, like, Captain Marvel has to be someone that's badass. So from that, fast forward to, you know, like they had a teaser earlier this year teasing the movie, and they showed a little clip of
who,
like,
would know.
Yeah. And people knew it existed. They watched it, but it wasn't memorable. It wasn't anything that...
The first trailer.
Yeah, the first trailer.
For Captain Marvel.
But again, like, you know that they're making a movie. You know she's...
It's going to tie into Infinity War somehow.
And then when this teaser came out this morning for Avengers, and there was no mention of Captain Marvel, I just thought that's actually a really smart move, because you just, like just don't blow your load.
Don't
overplay, because you know somehow she's gonna play a major role, I think.
So what we got from the end of Infinity War and from the build to Captain Marvel, which comes out in March, yep, a month before the Avengers event Endgame, is that Captain Marvel is probably the only figure left in the universe, if she's still around, that could possibly tip the scales in their favor and try to set balance to the universe and defeat Thanos. So it's the last person that Nick Fury paged and contacted before he was sent off into the ether. So it's a nice segue into what will be the quote unquote end game. So this is what we see, what we saw actually on Monday.
Monday,
yes,
yeah.
As the Redskins got mutted out. to try to give us, I guess, a bit of a palate cleanser, or not palate cleanser, but a tease into what's coming for Captain Marvel in the Endgame.
So, Skrulls are the bad guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
I paused it 8 seconds in.
Thanks,
Skrulls?
Nick. Skrulls?
So that's the voice of Nick Fury, and he says Skrulls, which in and of itself is the other huge storyline that has happened in Marvel within the last 10 to 15 years. So there was the Civil War, Infinity War. The other one is the Secret War with the Skrulls. But that, if you're a nerd, you kind of know where they're going with that, and it just leads to...
Just in the very first line of this trailer.
Holy shit. Like, just another bomb that got casually dropped in there, and if you're not initiated, and we are initiated, like, that's just another little thread that will get your hair standing up on end.
And
so,
for the non-nerds, they explained to you right there, Skrulls are the bad guys.
I'll start it again.
So... Skrulls are the bad guys.
Correct.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick. So you see Captain Marvel just stuck a...
And you're a Kree.
A right-hander right into this face.
Heroes. Noble warrior heroes.
I guess.
Yeah. Right.
So Captain Marvel punched a sexagenarian in the grill. I guess on the auspices that she was a Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not a nerd like we are, Skrulls can, they're aliens, and they can shapeshift and take the form of anyone and anything. So that
there you go.
That gives you trust issues, just like we have. so yes. So I mean, that's a stunning visual in and of itself. I think there was some consternation from people who didn't understand what the hell was going on when the trailer first came out.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Like that's ageist. I can't believe you would assault it. Like,
there's always someone that's offended.
There's always a word. So that's the stunning visual, and it kind of sets the table of where they're gonna go. They talk about Kree, which if you don't remember from Guardians of the Galaxy, Ronan the Accuser.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Kree.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he's the blue people. So Captain Marvel, you'll find, is half human, half Kree. And the Kree fight against the Skrulls. So
there you go.
All that is to go deeper and deeper. Cue classic Marvel music. It didn't go off into dust.
No.
So that we see the Marvel logo and it didn't like disintegrate.
We found you with no memory. We made you one of us, so you could live longer, stronger, superior. You were reborn.
Pause it for a second. Question for you. So we just saw a scene in the trailer of Brie Larson, Captain Marvel, hooked up to some machine, and they was feeding some blue stuff into her. Is that supposed to be like the blood of the Kree, or
so? I evidently they had to adjust her origin story to some degree. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a situation before where she ends up as a human crash landing on the planet and being turned into Kree.
Yeah,
so they took some liberties here to rewrite her story, but I that appears to say yes, that's how that they made her
fusing
into a half Kree. Yes.
Ah, I see. Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
Nerd out.
Memories. Something in my past is the key to all of this.
You know how to fly this thing?
We'll see.
That's a yes or no question.
Yes.
That's Nick Fury getting cucked.
Would you like to know what you really are?
That's a Skrull.
I think I had a life here. What aren't you telling me?
You've come a long way. But you're not as strong as you think.
You see what they did there?
Oh!
It's just the beginning.
I'm not gonna fight your war. I'm gonna end it.
Seems kind of cool.
She don't need no man.
Powers like that?
Aren't you the cutest little thing?
Aren't you cute? And what's your name, huh?
Fury.
What's
cute?
I'll be back.
Random ass scene.
I have no idea what the cat symbolizes. Yeah. All right, so the trailer ends with Nick Fury petting a kitten. I guess. So if you're not the uber nerds that I guess we profess to be, mm-hmm. like a lot of that would just kind of wash over you and like, I guess.
But I feel like for like diehard like Captain Marvel fans, there's probably a lot in there that
I'm totally missed. That there's I haven't done the deep dive to figure out what exactly all of the little details refer to, but they've got Skrulls, they've got aliens, they've got Annette Bening. I guess I'm in. I mean, we have to think that it's going to play such a huge role in what the Infinity War ends up playing out to be that you kind of have to be involved, but. To this point, even with the second trailer, they've done better in mm-hmm. trying to refine her story.
But still, it
seems pretty blasé by Marvel standards. I don't know if part of that is Brie Larson herself.
I
don't know if she just.
I hope that's not the case, but I don't know. You know what it
is.
This
is a guy who loves Brie Larson. I've watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World to death. Like Envy Adams is my jam. So I'm in on her. I was one of the vocal majority that was really excited to have her cast as Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't seem like she's that excited or really into the role, or maybe she's just not better suited for that role.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I.
I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong.
You know what? I guess in all fairness, what it could be is when Guardians of the Galaxy, when that trailer came out, I don't think I was that hooked either. I think I just wanted to watch it because I was like, you know, it's kind of interesting, but like, I don't get the whole
idea. Wait. You were not in on the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
No,
that goofball ass trailer that everybody loved?
No. But, I mean, it was enough to say I want to
watch. We watched this on my birthday. I'm mildly offended.
No, I mean, I think the trailer itself is enough to get people into the theaters and into the seats because you're just curious. But you didn't know, you didn't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I knew enough.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, you know enough of Captain Marvel. You knew.
I honestly don't. Well, here's the thing with Guardians, I didn't know dick about them, but they made such a compelling argument for the film that it was hard to ignore. Like the music, the personality, characters.
I mean, take all of that out of that. I mean, the story itself about what the movie was, and it's just like, I didn't get it. You know, I didn't get like this whole idea of just like it's a guy with a raccoon and a tree that fights together. It's like, how does that brought this
to a screeching halt. I can't believe we reached this point.
So it's like,
honestly,
are you pulling up the original trailer?
You bet your sweet ass I will. I'm gonna wade through this damn ad. But I mean, like, this was the film that everybody thought Marvel had lost their goddamn minds about, and then they released the trailer on Jimmy Kimmel, Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel, whatever the hell it's called, and nobody knew what to expect, and this hooked everyone, and I don't know how you can like look back and say that you were not interested in the least.
Let's see. Okay.
There's Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec.
So you're like, okay, Chris Pratt. Where are you going with this? Pause real quick. So even with that, you're just like, okay, Chris Pratt. You don't really. He's a comedian.
This was the first time you saw Chris Pratt in an action adventure, serious
setting.
He was
the chubby funny guy on Parks and Rec. And
who you love.
Yeah.
Everyone loves.
But then you're like, okay, so they casted him as a superhero?
And then they play exactly to his type.
Now play.
Star-Lord, man.
Exactly.
Legendary outlaw? Forget it. We arrested these five on Xandar. Check out the rap sheets. Drax, a.k.a. the Destroyer. Since his wife and family were killed, he's been on a rampage across the galaxy.
Again, you just like, at the time, you're just like, who?
I can't believe you're shitting on this in hindsight.
No, dude, I don't think you're hearing me, man.
Oh, no, I hear you fine.
Charges of vehicular theft and escape from lockup.
Exactly. You just laughed.
Been traveling recently as Rocket's personal houseplant / muscle.
There's a tree.
Yeah.
Talks.
Peter Jason Quill. He's also known as Star-Lord.
Who calls him that?
Himself, mostly. He's wanted largely on charges of minor assault, public intoxication, and fraud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know how this machine worked.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Love that song.
Hey, that's mine. You son of a bitch. Hey, take those headphones off.
You blue bastard.
That's when you saw a little bit of his six pack. You're like, oh.
You saw Gamora's side boob.
Ooga, chaka, ooga.
Benicio del Toro in the wig I wore on Halloween.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
What a bunch of a-holes.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
I'm staring daggers into this man right now. That awkward silence that you hear is me just like waiting for him to.
I'm not saying that was a bad trailer. I'm not saying that they didn't do a good job putting that together. My point is. At the time that they released that, you didn't know a damn thing about Guardians of the Galaxy, and they tried to kind of give you, because they knew that no one was really going to know anything. So the reason why the trailer was set up that way is to explain very quickly in a really smart and funny and clever way who each person is. But still, you're just like, how is this all going to come together into a good movie? And how does it fit into anything else that we've seen out of Marvel? Because it was one of the first storylines that was primarily in space and all that stuff. And, right. You know, and it was just like, what are they doing with this? And okay. You're just kind of curious, you know? Okay.
So what you're not getting from my side of the argument is that up until they released that trailer, everyone had already come out with their opinion, like, this is the stupidest thing they could have possibly done.
Yeah.
They were going to introduce the cosmic branch of the Marvel Cinematic yeah. Universe with a talking raccoon. This is going to
in a tree.
Yeah, exactly. A talking mm-hmm. tree. This is going to fail on a level we've never seen Marvel fail before. This is all before the trailer came out, and they decided, you know what? Screw it. We're going to make a good enough film, and we're going to find a way to market it that it's going to hook people into being curiously interested and then eventually entertained. And you're saying that in terms of the trailers for Captain Marvel, like, we still don't know a lot about her and we're not that hooked, which makes perfect sense because I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah.
I'm not hooked into the Captain Marvel story and where she's going to go outside of the Infinity War connections. But with Guardians, they found a way to take something that people were not really that interested in and not really clamoring to see and made it such a cultural touch point where you saw the trailer, like, holy shit, what the hell is this? This has nothing to do with anything we've seen from Marvel before.
And the movie delivered. The movie was top notch.
Exactly.
One of my favorite Marvel movies
ever.
They were
number one out of the shoot opening weekend. We saw it, I think I saw it four times in the span of 2 months. I was labeled as deranged, but regardless, it was...
And it was so good that it set the tone for...
Perfect.
As a formula for other movies to try to replicate just that good time feeling that has a little bit of everything.
Jack's favorite Marvel film, Ragnarok, which I will have to like wrestle with him.
It's a great movie, though.
It's fine. Yeah. but it gave a different lane for Marvel to explore. Like, you don't have to sit in this one formula that you've exhausted to death with Iron Man, Thor, and the Hulk, and the Avengers, and just stick to that script. You can try something different, and they were able to sell it in a trailer, and it paid off in a huge way. So I'm going to trust them with the Captain Marvel stuff. I'm a little disappointed they haven't been able to sell that film the same
still,
way.
Still not yet, yeah.
We still don't get it, it seems like. But they even though they haven't been able to push it in the same direction that Guardians went, where a single trailer really kind of hooked the masses and the general public, I'm still hopeful that they have enough content and material there for the story itself that it'll be worthwhile.
And I know we're slightly over time, but just a quick question for you. So watching the Captain Marvel trailer, obviously I think the way that like Nick Fury looks, I think it's obviously dated, like, back in probably, like...
It's a period piece. I think it's set in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just the whole notion of, like, contacting her.
Oh, she landed in a Blockbuster video and the
Blockbuster
pagers
and all that stuff. So, obviously, it's a nod back to the times of
when
our childhood.
Were kids.
Yeah. So...
A lot of 35-year-olds in the theater next year.
So, you know, that's, like, building up her story that's going to take, I guess, by the end of, you would think by the end of that film is going to lead us up to that getting the message, I'm assuming, through the pager, right?
You think she'll get the page like in like 2000 or something?
Something. And then all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh, you know.
I got to leave this year 2000 election party. I got some shit to attend to.
So the part I was curious about was, is this movie setting up...
There's going to be a time travel element. I think everybody is really kind of hinting towards whether that means they go backwards or they shoot forward to try to rewrite the events of in the past. We're not quite sure, but I think with what you got from the Ant-Man sequel, they've laid the groundwork to where you get the sense that time travel is going to be an element in how they undo this mess that they find themselves in. So
I'm really excited about Infinity War, just like piecing together
Endgame.
So it's like how do these things all tie together.
You want to stay here and watch Infinity War together?
Well, why not? Let's do it.
Jack, this could be you right now. You could watch the film the way it was intended.
Yeah, but we're slightly over, so I think...
I think this is a good end point. we've exhausted the conversation for a friend. Avengers Endgame. We got a lot more to touch on. I kind of feel like we could do like a follow-on episode early next week to kind of jam-pack the week, but we'll play it by ear. But yeah, I'm excited. I think this is the moment that we've been... I did not realize he had the song pulled up. Sick son of a bitch. Love this song. I'm excited. I hope like as the universe has been restored to its grandeur, it's Taylor Swift like floating on the Quinjet, yeah, singing this song, like on the tip of the damn ship, like, and she's held down by magnets. I don't know where I'm going. I had fun nerding out. I don't know if anybody listening to this godforsaken nonsense had the same level of excitement, but I hope we gave you a little more insight on where the Avengers and the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to go.
Yeah, I mean...
Jack,
us and the millions of nerds out there when the trailer dropped
and
this morning.
Millions.
I think we just knew like, oh my God, that takes precedence. That takes
this
over
made
the
my
show.
Day. I can't tell you how much... the day was just downhill from the moment I saw this trailer. Like it was great, and then it was bad all over again. But yeah, I'm satiated. And you disputed this point. I thought it was a perfect tease going into this movie. So you can agree.
I'm looking forward to. I mean, I think my only gripe about it was just how long that opening Tony Stark piece was, but I mean I get why they did it, but
it totally underscores the despair though.
But now I think all seems ahead, and I think now everyone's gonna be looking for more, so I'd be very curious what's Marvel's next move on like where they take it from here, because I think they've essentially dropped the mic on the very first teaser, so it's like, what do you do?
Deadpool saves us all. Has to be it. All right, we'll hold out hope. I'll cross my fingers.
Right?
Well, hopefully we'll be back at full strength next week.
Yes, sir.
But fun two-man weave.
It was
fun.
Nerding
out, talking about Avengers and Avengers only. We didn't talk about 9 other things we had planned.
That's always the case.
It's all good. We're just going to drink the rest of the vodka here. So appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. We'll be back next week. Likely at full force, but do all your shopping through our website, Amazon and Target. And
And hop on that Google Home Mini deal with the free Wemo's smart outlet.
And then say, hey, Google, play the Avengers Endgame trailer.
Over and over.
Again. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
That's what's up.